everyone. I am Dr. Celeste Owens, and this is the Surrender Break Room for Leaders. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. Thanks for hanging out with me today on this Monday. So glad that you come in each and every week, and just so encouraged by you being here, by your feedback and everything. So if you don't know me, though, and this is your first time coming in, let you know that I am an author, a speaker, and I get the awesome privilege of leading what we call the Global Surrender Movement. And we define surrender in our camp as doing God's will His way all the time. Easy to say, not always easy to do, because we have a will. God gave us a free will. He gives us opportunity to make our own decisions. That's the type of God that we serve. And sometimes we do it right, sometimes we don't, but the great thing is that we know God has a perfect purpose in all of it for us. The scripture reminds us in Romans 8:28 that, and we know that all things work together for the good of them who are called according to His purpose. So we know that He's working things together for our good. So be encouraged in that vein. Again, this is a Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm hoping I can change your thoughts and your perspective around some things I'm hearing people say lately, especially in the climate that we're in. We're in this global pandemic still. Not sure when it's going to end, but just trusting and believing that we will be well, we'll be all right. But what I'm hearing people act like and say even is that we're in a famine. And that might be correct on paper, but I know from my God that the people of God will always be taken care of, that He provides so richly for us, that He owns everything. So there is no need for you to be discouraged or depressed or stressed, none of that, because you really are in His hands and He's working it together for your good. We are in the midst of our Global Surrender Fast. So I know some of you are coming in to listen because you have been a part of the Surrender Fast, and the Surrender Fast focus has been perfect vision. So I want you to see today, when I tell you this topic, I want you to get this in your spirit, and I want you to be able to see it through God's eyes and through His lens, that we are in a season of yes. That's where we are. We are in a season of yes. In fact, His answers to us are yes and amen when it's according to His will. So we are in a season of yes. And I just got this thing in my spirit so much today, because real simple example, you guys. I was talking with one of my clients with doTERRA, and there was a special that they have been running all month, and she thought she missed the special because she purchased her items in two separate orders, and they said you could only get the free items if you purchased all your orders together. But I told her, girl, you better call them anyway. You have not, because you asked not. And she called me back jumping and leaping and shouting, saying, they said yes, they said yes. And then she says out of her mouth, this is our season of yes. And I just knew that's what we're talking about today. This is our season of yes. And it tells us even in James 4, go ahead when you get a chance, read James 4 verses 2-3. But it talks about how we desire it. We desire some things, but we don't have them. And then it concludes by saying, you do not have because you do not ask. Come on now. You don't have because you're not asking. It ain't like it's not available. It's not like there's not an open door. I heard Tasha Cobb saying God has a blessing with your name on it. But the word reminds us some things we don't have because we're not brave enough and bold enough to ask for them. I'm loving this. This thing is preaching to me today. I don't know if you've been affected by it, but this thing is preaching to me today. There are going to be some things I'm going to start asking for. And even in the book of Genesis, and we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back from the break as well, one of my favorite passages of scripture is in Genesis, because it reminds me of where we are now and how it talks about how Isaac was having some issues in the land that he had gone to in obedience to God. Some of you are in some places that you like, God, I'm here because of you. And it looks like I'm in the famine, but I need y'all to open your spiritual eyes, because Isaac too in Genesis 26 was in a land that was in famine. But because he believed God and because he was obedient to the word of the Lord, it tells us in verse 12, then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And all he had to do was to ask for a place to put his seed in, to have a harvest come forth. He just had to ask for that land. He asked for it. He got it. He sowed in that land and reaped us in the same year, you all. He reaped in the same year 100-fold blessing. So let me tell you, this is our season of yes. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to talk to you on how to make this your season of yes. So if you're in doubt, I'm going to give you some tips on how you make this your season of yes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break. Hello. Welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and we've been talking today from this topic. We are in a season of yes. I hope you are getting real excited about that. I hope you're running around your office or your room, wherever you are, believing and trusting God that this is a season of yes. I don't care what you see with your natural eyes. Don't be fooled by what you see physically. God is moving. And the only way you're going to miss it is because you're looking through your natural eyes. That's the way you're going to miss it. But if you just open up your spiritual eyes, start to see things through God's lens, you're not going to miss it. You're going to be able to get that open door, walking through that open door, and going to be blessed. Because like I told you before, Tasha Cobbs has a song that says, God has a blessing with my name on it and with your name on it. So go ahead and receive it. So I promised you, and we're going to go right through how to make this your season of yes. So if you're listening, you're obviously supposed to be listening to this conversation. And here are some tips for making this your season of yes. It is important that we do our part for the manifestation of some things that are to come. I tell people all the time, participate in your miracle. You want some things to happen. You're hoping, you're praying, and then you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs when God's giving you directives. So make sure you are doing your part. Absolutely, we can't make anything happen, but we sure can participate. So I'm encouraging you to participate and be obedient. So let's talk real quick. Real quick, what can you do to make this your season of yes? Number one, and I've already given you the answer in the first part of this conversation, is ask. If you're going to make this your season of yes, you need to ask. Some of you are going to have to open your mouth and ask for what you want and ask for what you need. And for me, asking is not easy. And I've been forcing myself to get to a place where I'm asking, because a lot of us serve and we're so good at serving, so good in fact that we don't even serve ourselves. We don't even think about ourselves. We don't ask for anything. But I am starting to practice asking. Okay, and practicing that. And for me, I always like to help people get to the why behind their behavior. Why wasn't I asking? What was the big deal? What was the issue? And for me, I wasn't asking because I feared rejection. I tell people all the time, rejection is my kryptonite. And I really was fearful of getting a no. And even though it might not always be a conscious fear, it was in the back of my mind, trust me. So I would already anticipate why the answer was going to be no and would avoid doing it. But I'm learning now, sometimes God is just going to stretch you. He is going to put you out there and he is going to require you to trust him and to ask. I remember when I was applying for internship, and I may have told this story before here on the podcast, but remember I was applying for internship and I had to have an internship, you guys, to graduate with my doctorate to get my PhD in counseling psychology. I had to complete an internship. It seemed as if we were in a famine. There were, I forget how many doctoral level students in the country, and there weren't enough internships. Every year, they have a certain amount of internships, and not everybody gets one. So you know it creates an atmosphere of worry, anxiety, and chaos. Like everybody's trying to get these few internships that are available, because otherwise you would have to wait a complete full year again. And I remember I applied to the programs that I thought were the perfect area, you know, perfect location in the country for me to stay. I didn't get into any of them, and I was so discouraged. But my dad told me, you don't be discouraged. You get back out there and go see, you know, if there are any more left. And there were some that were still left. They had not matched with anyone. And just talking about this opportunity to ask what you need so you can get a yes, I contacted this one organization. On paper, they looked like just what I desired. I couldn't believe I ever even missed them in the write-up. Called them up and asked. And do you know, I got a yes. And it was the most phenomenal year living in Chicago and participating in this internship. Did I already tell you, God has a blessing with your name on it. I don't care how few people are going to get that opportunity. If it's yours, it's yours. If you're waiting on that house and it doesn't seem like you're going to get it, if you keep hitting yourself up against a bidding war every time you go, I don't care. There is a blessing with your name on it. There's a house with your name on it. There's a business with your name on it. There's an opportunity with your name on it. So don't give up. You've got to go and ask. And if you don't know who to ask, ask God. He's the ultimate ask. God, I want this. What should I do? Who do I need to ask? And then number two leads us right up to number two, obey God's directive. So when he tells you, you go and ask the Creator, Lord, I know there's a blessing with my name on it. Who do I ask? That's showing your faith. Even though they say we're in a famine, you know, I said they, I don't know who they is, but they say, but we're not. And you go and ask God. And then when he tells you what to do, obey his directives. I was telling you how my client ended up calling doTERRA today. That was a directive that came from the Lord out of my mouth. Call them and ask. And she got what she was seeking. And she was so ecstatic. So ask for God's directives and go for it, you guys. And then lastly, number three, be willing to take advice. You know, sometimes when we're seeking direction and we're trying to figure out what to do and how we're going to get that open door and that yes, there are some people around you who can be key to you really being able to get access to the thing that you need or manifesting that dream that's in your heart. So be willing to go, first of all, and ask for help from people. And then when they give it to you, be willing to take their advice. Like I told you, my dad, I was, you know, having a pity party. And my dad's like, what you having a pity party about? God ain't done nothing wrong. You better get up and go ask somebody else. That was him giving his advice, and it was godly advice, because I didn't feel like going through that process again of trying to figure out another internship, because in my head, they were all gone. Every single internship was gone. It was over. I was going to have to wait another 12 months to try this again, but not so, because God had a blessing with my name on it, and that blessing was residing right there in Chicago. Had never lived in Chicago, didn't know many people from Chicago, but I was on my way, and it was a blessed year. So again, how to make this your year? Yes, you guys ask. Number one, number two, obey God's directives. And number three, be willing to take advice. Be willing to take advice. I can't wait until you show up in your year of yes. please make sure you contact us. Let us know how you're doing. Send me an email if you like, info@drcelesteowens.com, and let me know how God opens up some major doors, because you were bold enough to believe today that this is your season of yes. So love you guys much. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. You know how to catch up with me. My website is drcelesteowens.com. And make sure you check us out. We have so many things happening, and we would love to encourage you in your spirit, your mind, and your body as you continue to run this race for God. Be blessed, you all, and I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.